Passover to Pentecost Daily Devotionals. Unleavened Bread, Day 4. Today we count Day 4 of the Omer, 47 days until Pentecost. Written by Wayne and Julie Hollett. Leviticus chapter 29, verses 9 to 22. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. When you enter the land I am giving you, and you harvest its first crops, bring the priest a bundle of grain from the first cutting of your grain harvest. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest will lift it up before the Lord, so it may be accepted on your behalf. On that same day, you must sacrifice a one-year-old lamb, with no defects, as a burnt offering to the Lord. With it, you must present a grain offering consisting of 4 quarts of choice flour, moistened with olive oil. It will be a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. You must also offer 1 quart of wine as a liquid offering. Do not eat any bread or roasted grain or fresh kernels on that day until you bring this offering to your God. This is a permanent law for you, and it must be observed from generation to generation wherever you live. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you bring the bundle of grain to be lifted up as a special offering, count off 7 full weeks. Keep counting until the day after the 7th Sabbath, 50 days later. Then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves of bread to be lifted up before the Lord as a special offering. Make these loaves from 4 quarts of choice flour and bake them with yeast. They will be an offering to the Lord from the first of your crops. Along with the bread, present 7 one-year-old male lambs with no defects, 1 young bull, and 2 rams as burnt offerings to the Lord. These burnt offerings, together with the grain offerings and liquid offerings, will be a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Then you must offer 1 male goat as a sin offering, and 2 one-year-old male lambs as a peace offering. The priest will lift up the 2 lambs as a special offering to the Lord, together with the loaves representing the first of your crops. These offerings, which are holy to the Lord, belong to the priests. That same day will be proclaimed an official day for holy assembly, a day on which you do no ordinary work. This is a permanent law for you, and it must be observed from generation to generation, wherever you live. When you harvest the crops of your land, do not harvest the grain along the edges of your fields, and do not pick up what the harvesters drop. Leave it for the poor and the foreigners living among you. I am the Lord your God. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 and 34. But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my instructions deep within them, and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 13. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages, about the wonderful things God has done. They stood there, amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're just drunk, that's all." 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 to 10. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. As the scriptures say, "I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor, and anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced." Yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. And he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word, and so they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Count off 50 days. Each of the 50 days is a reminder that there is a God-ordained link between Passover and Pentecost. There is a sense of preparation and expectation associated with the counting and the waiting. The first Pentecost, meaning 50, was the day when Israel gathered before God at Mount Sinai in Exodus 19. At this time, God betrothed himself to Israel in covenantal love and commissioned them as his kingdom of priests. This was also the occasion when God gave the Torah to Israel. Torah means instruction or law. First, he delivered Israel, and then he brought them into covenantal identity. 40 days after his death and resurrection, Jesus ascended to his Father in heaven. He commanded his disciples to wait in Jerusalem until they had received power from on high. On the day of Pentecost, day 50, when they were gathered together in the temple, he poured his Spirit out on them. They were filled with boldness to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ and were heard prophesying in many other languages for the benefit of those who had gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the feast. The Acts 2 event in Jerusalem confirmed to the disciples what the ceremony at Sinai confirmed to the gloriously delivered nation of Israel. They are a chosen people, delivered and set apart to be a nation of priests. And now they are each filled and empowered by the Spirit of God. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, every believer can receive revelation and understanding of God's word and daily empowering to love and obey him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Each day leading up to Pentecost is an opportunity to reflect on our identity as a free and priestly people, and to invite Holy Spirit to prepare our hearts and minds to be filled with fresh power, to love and serve God in a deeper way. Each day is an opportunity to live with intent and purpose, asking for a renewed hunger to understand our part in a much bigger picture, God's story, and to ask for a greater grace to partner with him for his glory. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, I ask that you lead me on a journey in this season to Pentecost. I give you permission to make these 50 days a time of preparation. I choose to set aside this time for repentance, deliverance, and cleansing from sin. Father, I ask that you expose and humble my heart in a new way, in order that I might receive hunger, excitement, and a fresh release of your love, your presence and power through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.